Unit 10, exercise 23. This car cost $2,000. How much did the car cost? It cost This car cost $2,000. How much did the car cost? It cost $3,000. Okay. This word means rich. What does the other word mean? It means poor. The student was in Detroit. Where was the other student? He was in New York. This teacher writes with his left hand. Which hand does the other teacher write with? He writes with his right hand. Number one, these students read 500 pages. How many pages do the other students read? These people left 2 years ago. When did the other people leave? Number three, that student studies at night. When? Mr. Adam Ahmad?
When do other students study?
Okay, very good. Number four. One student said poor. Poor is opposite rich. A person who doesn't have any money, he is poor. A person who has a yuan, he is poor. A person who has a Cadillac, he is rich. No. When a person doesn't have any money, he
is
poor, faqir. Rich, Onassis was rich. Rockefeller is rich, but a poor man doesn't have enough money. Okay, is that enough or shall I continue? Kafiye ya edame bedem? خب پس اجازه بدید درس 11 رو شروع بکنیم. Again, in the name of Allah, we start lesson 11. Modal auxiliaries, will, can, and etc. Statement connected with and, to, and either, and but. Notice the forms and meanings of the modal auxiliaries. You see, words like can, will, would, shall, should, must, may and might, these are called modal auxiliaries. They help other verbs and they have a special place in the sentences. First of all, let's see what the meaning of them is. Will. One of the meanings of will refers to future time. For example, you say, I read the book yesterday. I read the book every day. If you are going to talk about tomorrow, you say, I will read the book tomorrow. I will read the book. So it refers to future time. One meaning of will is future time. یکی از معانی فعل will که فعل کمکیه، فعل مداله، اشاره به آینده است. More or less the same. تقریبا شبیه همه. About the same. But to be going to, I have told you, refers to near future and shows your intention, but will refers to future in general. Will اشاره به آینده به طور کلی داره، در حالی که to be going to اشاره به آینده نزدیک و قصد انجام کار داره. Can has two can has the meaning of ability, to be able to, to be able to. I can speak English is the same as I am able to speak English. I can speak English or I am able to speak English. Past tense of can is past tense. Could. Past tense of can is could. And in that case you say I was able to. I am able to. Now past tense, I was able to. Tomorrow I will be able to. Tomorrow I am able to. Now I was able to yesterday. I will be able to tomorrow. So can will shows your intention to do something in future. قصد آینده رو نشون میده. Can shows ability, توانایی رو نشون میده. To be able to. Now another may. First of all, may shows permission. For example, you say, instructor, may I come in? Instructor, may I come in? Or another student, Mr. Muhammadi, says, instructor, may I ask a question? May I ask a question? Another student wants to go out of the classroom. He puts up his hand and says, may I go out? May I leave the classroom? May I go out? So one of the meanings of may is permission. To be permitted to. اجازه داشتم. Another meaning of may it shows possibility. For example, the weather bureau, the weather office, the meteorology office, اداره هواشناسی, says it may rain tonight. It may snow tonight. ممکنه امشب بارون بیاد. So may shows permission and what? Possibility. Past tense of may is what? Yesterday. Might. Past tense of may is might. البته may و might, both of them can be used and are used in the future, excuse me, in the present tense. هر دوشون در زمان حال به کار میرن. منتها گذشته may might. پس ممکنه بپرسید چه فرقی با هم دارن. He say might is less probable than may. درسته هر دوشون احتمال عمل رو, هر دوشون probability یا احتمال رو نشون میدن, but might is less probable. احتمال might کمتر از may. Now let's go to the next one. Should shows obligation. Obligation, اجبار. For example, tomorrow you have a test. Tomorrow you have an examination, exam. You should study tonight. You should study tonight. The same as you have to study tonight. Or you ought to study tonight. You must study tonight. Of course, there are some minuses between the meaning of these modal auxiliaries, but more or less they are the same and generally they indicate or show obligation. اجبار رو نشون میده شود. And it also shows desirability. And something is desirable. همچنین مطلوب بودن چیزی رو نشون میده. موقعی که شما میگید یک کسی باید یک کار رو بکنه، بهتره اون کار رو بکنه. For example, you should write letters. Your father needs to pass off. این جهرم، این شیره هست. Okay? You should write letters to him. Every month, you should write a letter to him. It's better to do that. It is desirable to do that. بهتره که این کارو بکنید، برای اینکه وظیفه است. Must shows a strong obligation. Must shows a strong obligation. اجبار قوی رو نشون میده. It is the most powerful obligation we have in English. قوی ترین نوع اجباری که تو انگلیسی داریم با ماسته. But also it shows conclusion and possibility. For example, or inference or deduction. Pay attention to this example. Children mustn't smoke a cigarette. Children mustn't smoke a cigarette. That is very, very bad. People say, why you are smoking a cigarette? You shouldn't. You mustn't smoke a cigarette. And in the positive or affirmative form, for example, you say, children must say hello to their father, to their mother. They should say hello. They should say good morning. Or as we say in Farsi, they should say salam. Otherwise, our children should or must respect their parents. This is one meaning of must. Another meaning of must is conclusion or a strong possibility. For example, Mr. Vahdati is late. The teacher is late. You say something must have happened. Something must have happened. I am not sure what has happened. Maybe there has been an accident. Maybe the teacher is sick. Maybe the tire of the car has been flat. Flat, in English they say puncture. But in American English they say flat. Maybe they have had a flat. So they say, instead of maybe, they say he must have had a flat. Or he must have been sick. The teacher is late. He must be sick. Here this must does not show obligation. اجبارو نشون نمیده. It shows a strong possibility. It shows deduction. در مورد must خواهش میکنم چون این منجر به اشتباهات خیلی بدی میشه. مثلا امتحانو نمیگم اهمیت نداره چون از شما اینا پرسش میشه. از امتحان مهمتر اینه که در کار زبان شما اگر این ماست رو به معنی اجبار بگیرید خیلی یه وقت های جمله های معانی خنده داری میده. مثلا کسی دیر کرده میگیم او باید مریض باشه. این بایدی که میگیم همینی که تو فارسی هم هست، یعنی حدس میزنم مریض باشه، نه اینکه او مجبوره به اینکه مریض باشه. منظور اینه. خب حالا the place of the modals. Where is the place of the modals? They usually come after the subject, after the subject, before the rest of the sentence. I will come after the class. I is the subject. Subject plus modal plus the rest of the sentence. فاعل به اضافه مدال همین ویل و کن و کود و شود و اینا plus the rest of the sentence بقیه جمله. همیشه این مدال ها بعد از فاعل و قبل از بقیه قسمت های جمله میان. حالا اگر باز فعل دیگه ای هم هست read these examples. Number one, مثال محمد. I will read a book.
I will read the book tomorrow.
We will read the book tomorrow. You will read the book tomorrow. He will read the book tomorrow. یه مسئله اینه. And another point, these verbs are not in. این افعال صرف نمیشن. They have only one form. I will come, you will come, they will come. You have only one form for all the persons, whether singular or plural. Okay, next one. Please, next one. Piano. Yes, thank you. Next one. Please.
The students can
smoke.
Smoke in the
hall. Smoke a cigarette. Next one.
The student might smoke in the hall.
Yes. Next one. Receive a letter today. Yes. Okay, that is enough. Now, ببینید اینجا چند تا پوینت نوشته، چند تا کامنتس نوشته یا نوتس. The modal auxiliaries do not change their form for person or number. افعال کمکی صرف نمیشن برای شخص یا تعداد. همیشه ویله. برای سوم شخص مثلا ویلز ما نداریم، همیشه ویل. خب یعنی این که اس نمیگیرن برای سوم شخص مفرد. 2. The normal position for the modal in a sentence is after the subject and before the rest of the sentence. جای اینها در جمله بعد از فاعل و قبل از بقیه جمله است. خب البته تغییر جاش برای سوالی شد دیگه، بعداً می‌بینید. مثل همون I am I, he will he، اون یه بحث دیگه است. Notes 1. In expressing future time, will means about the same as be going to. In expressing future time, در بیان زمان آینده، it is the same as be going to. سینانیم be going to که آقای آل محمد هم پرسید. That's not important. I will study the book tomorrow is the same as I am going to study the book tomorrow. They are the same. Have the same meaning. In addition, besides, will is sometimes used to indicate consent or with a negative refusal. Will اضافه بر این قصد آینده در حالت مثبت shows your consent, your agreement, رضایت رو نشون میده و در حالت منفی عدم رضایت رو نشون میده. مثلا will you help me؟ کسی از شما میپرسه will you help me؟ You say yes I will. بله I will. این کارو خواهم کرد. یا none of my friends will lend me money. در حالت منفی none of my friends will lend me money. هیچ یک از دوستان من به من پول قرض نمیدن.
No, I will not.
خب بله اون که بله نمی کنم. The auxiliary shall is used with the subject I or we. فعل مدال یا auxiliary shall is used with the pronouns I and we. با ضمایر I و we به کار میره. Informal style در انگلیسی خیلی رسمی. معمولا همه رو ما با will به کار میبریم. To indicate future time. Notice, however, that in questions the meanings of shall and will are different. میگه که ولی توجه بکنید که اگر جمله سوالی باشه معنی shall که مورد استفاده قرار میدید با will فرق میکنه. Shall در جملات سوالی shall in question form is used to indicate shall I to indicate your asking for an advice. For example, shall I open the window? Shall I open the window? میخوای که پنجره رو باز بکنم. In this case you are asking for an advice. شما دارید برای به اصطلاح نظر شخص سوال میکنید. For example, will we go to Boston? آیا ما به بوستون خواهیم رفت؟ Simple future. زمان آینده است، شما دارید میپرسید آیا به بوستون خواهیم رفت، در حالی که shall we go to Boston در این صورت شما دارید میپرسید آیا بریم به بوستون. مثلا شما دیدید من همیشه موقع که تخته رو میخوام پاک بکنم میگن shall I clean the blackboard، هیچ وقت با will نمیپرسم، برای اینکه در اون صورت جنبه نظرخواهی نداره، ولی با شل دارم در واقع نظر شما رو میپرسم. این فرق بین سوالی شل با ویله. خب another point، point number two، only one modal is permitted in a sentence. Only one modal is permitted in a sentence. You cannot use two modals in a sentence. For example you can say I can speak English. You can't say I can must speak English. دو تا از این مدال ها در یک جمله نمیتونه بیاد. یک مدال میاد و یک فعل اصلی. I can speak English. I will speak English. It may rain tonight. ممکنه امشب بارون بیاد. اما دیگه بعد از می آگزیلری دیگه ای نیست. بله تو خب میاد دیگه، برای که فعل تو بی مدال آگزیلری از این جماعت نیست. خب the past of can is could. past tense can هم کوده، منتها اگر بخوام توانایی کاری در گذشته رو نشون بدیم به تنهایی اونو به کار نمیبریم، در صورت از be able to استفاده میکنیم. I could go to cinema last night، میگیم I was able to go to cinema last night. Exercise one. Mr. Whose turn was it? نوبت کی بود؟ Mr. Oliai, read. I read the examples. بذارید من مثال ها رو بخونم. اینجا خیلی مثال داره. Paul is going to write a letter tomorrow. What is the synonym for is going to? Will. Paul will write a letter tomorrow. George is able to speak French very well. George can speak French very well. The students have permission to smoke in the hall. The students may smoke in the hall. It is possible that George will go to Chicago. George might go to Chicago. Mary ought to write to her parents. Mary should write to her parents. It is very probable that the girls are studying. In the parentheses, I conclude that the girls are studying. اینطور نتیجه میگیرم که دختران دارن مطالعه میکنن. تنها فعلی که حدس و گمان رو نشون میده در این لیستی که گفتیم چی بود؟ Must. The girls must be studying. You guess, you think, you suppose. Paul has to take an exam tomorrow. Paul has to take an exam tomorrow. Paul باید امتحان بده فردا. You want a synonym? Paul must take an exam next week. Ah, next week. Okay. No problem. Number one. اوکی. چنج ایت. از این مدل هایی که گفتیم کدوم یکی آینده رو نشون میده سینانیم آر گوینگ توه؟ ویل. رید ایت. نو نات فینیشت. چی شد؟ will go. شما are going to رو to be going to رو بر می دارید به جاش will می زارید. will go. نه go هم نداره. Paul and George will play tennis tomorrow. will play tennis tomorrow. next one. Possible. Tennis player. No, it is possible. George, maybe. Good tennis player. George may be a very good tennis player. Next one.
George is able to swim very well.
John is able to swim very well.
John can swim very well.
John can swim very well. Next one. Thank you. Next one.
It is possible that George will watch television tonight.
It is possible. He may. He may.
George may
watch.
Watch.
Tonight, thank you.
Is it possible that Mary is home? No. Number one, Mary may home.
Maybe. Maybe home.
Home now.
Yes.
So, if you have to do it, you have to do it. You have to do it. You have to do it. You have to do it.
کدوم؟
اولا دومی
تو کدومش فعل کمکیه؟ اون که فعل توبیه.
یا فعل توبیه یا افعال کمکی. که دو تو باشن میتونن یه تو دو تو بدن تو جمله باشن میتونن به اثبات.
اینا رو به عنوان به اصطلاح طبیعی که اینا اینجوری صحبت نمیکنن. این با it is possible that فلان اینا میخواد شما از معنای possible یاد may بیفتین و جمله رو به حال طبیعیش بنویسید. Next one. مثل محمدی did you read it؟ خوندین شما؟ اوکی مثل آل محمد.
How is he able to read Japanese?
Japanese.
How can
read Japanese? Yes. Next one. What? Which one? کدوم رو دارید بگی خونید؟ Number 8. You have permission to come in and see the doctor. کدوم یکی از اون افعال مدال اجازه رو نشون میداد؟ نه شود که یعنی باید. You may come in and see the doctor now. Next one.
Will study.
Yes. Next one.
May make an apple pie.
Next one.
My brother is in your class. I come close to you now.
No. My brother is in your class. I conclude that you know him. Conclude معنی نتیجه گرفتنه. You must know him. برادرم تو کلاس شماست. You must know him. شما باید اونو بشناسی. اینطور نتیجه میگیرم. I conclude you must know him. Next one. Mary is able to play the violin.
Mary is able to.
Mary can play the violin. Next one. New passport soon. Okay, synonym for has to. Must, should. Mr. Moreau must take a passport. Must take a passport soon. Next one. Business. Administration. No. It is possible. امکان داره این کار رو بکنه. George May.
Yes, study. اس نمیخواد بعد از می و اینها، نه خود می اسم میگیره نه فعلی که بعد از مدال میاد اسم میگیره. جورج می استادی. نیکس وان. ماست مستر مورو ماست. Yes, next one. Paul. Out to write. Out to, a synonym for out to. Should. Paul should. تو should write. بعد از should دیگه تو نداریم که. Paul should write a letter. Yes. Next one, parents every week. Next one. Laboratory.
You must spend a lot of time in the laboratory.
Yes. Thank you. Next one.
A student ought to read one good book every week. Should.
Very good.
Every student should read one good book every week. Last year, all of the students were able to read and write.
Read and write. Last year. Past tense of can.
Last year, all of the students were could read and write.
Could. دیگه ور نداریم که، اون ور مال able to it. To be able to. Were able to. Now are able to. Tomorrow will be able to. Could. Now examples of must meaning inference, conclusion or reasonable supposition. نمونه های از must به معنی inference، نتیجه گیری، conclusion تقریبا همونه، استنتاج یا نتیجه گیری، or reasonable supposition یا گمان منطقی معقول، که شما کسی که همیشه می اومده سر کلاس حالا نیومده، میگید something must have happened، یه اتفاقی افتاده، he must be sick، او باید مریض باشه. Number one، مثال محمد.
John is from Mexico. He must speak.
Very good. Spanish. Next one. Practice a lot. ببینید شما از این که اون شخص پیانو رو خیلی خوب مینوازه این نتیجه رو میگیرید که he must practice، باید زیاد تمرین بکنه. مسئله این که باید بره تمرین بکنه نیست، حدس دارید میزنید که این باید زیاد تمرین داشته باشه که اینقدر خوب کار میکنه. Next one. Everyone in the class. Yes. Next one.
For
recently finished high school.
Therefore
he must be about 18 years Yes. Japanese. That is very easy. Okay. Notice the negative forms of modals. میگه که به حالت منفی این مودال ها توجه بکنید. Will not, contraction, won't. کوتاه شده will not, won't. Short answers, no he won't. Cannot, short form can't, no he can't. Could not, couldn't, no he couldn't. May not and might not don't have short form. Should not, shouldn't, no he shouldn't. Must not, mustn't, no he mustn't. Statements, Mr. Miller won't go to Chicago tomorrow. Paul can't speak French. You may not drive without a license. Paul might not go to George's house tonight. Children shouldn't play with matches. Kibrit. Children mustn't play with matches. May not and might not are not usually contracted. معمولاً may not و might not کوتاه شده کوتاه نمیشن. Make negative statements about Mary. George can go, Mary can't go. George should go, Mary shouldn't go. George may go out today, Mary may not go out today. Number one.
George will go tomorrow. George, Mary, won't go tomorrow. George can't drive the
piano. Piano.
Mary can't drive the piano.
Piano. Next one.
George
might visit us.
Visit your Mary can't.
Too short.
No
more. Might not. همون این not میذارید منفی میکنید. Next one. Saturday. Will not go. Yes, thank you. Concert. این عرض کردم که اون اوائل مثلا کنسرت من نمیفهمم چه اشکال داره اینا اومدن اینو عرض کردن اصلا گفتن جلسه اون مال این اوائله که کنسرت کنسرت ها شجر یا هرچی این تالار وحدت کنسرت ها. حالا به اضافه شما این لغت رو باید یاد بگیرید اصلا باید بدونید کنسرت چیه ما مثلا مثل این که کنسرو و برداریم همین کانسرو که معنی حفظ کردنه از همون داریم کانسرو به معنی کنسرو لوبیا فلان فلان بعد حالا به یه علتی از کنسرو ما خوشمون نیاد بعد به جای کنسرو بگیم لیمونات مثلا این لغت هست خواهی نخواهی نمیشه حالا نمیدونم در حال بفرمایید ها ها چی؟ شورت فرم وانت شما گفتین چی؟ نه نه یه چیزی وسط این دوتا بود اگه ویلات هم بود میگفتیم خلاصه شما ویلنت هم چی چیزی گفتین اگر ویلات هم بود مسئله نبود خیلی خوب حالا یه نکته ای هست اینو فارسی میگم برای اینکه اگه بخوام به انگلیسی جا بیفته آخرش هم ممکنه که درست روشن نشه و این خیلی مهمه ببینید ما ماست امره. You must say prayers every day. باید نماز بخونی هر روز. خب منفی این نهیه به همین شدت. همین اگه میخواین یادتون بمونه همین امر معروف و نهی از منکر اینه. اون که خوبه ماسته، اونی که بده ماسنته یا ماسناته. مثلا a Muslim mustn't drink alcohol. مسلمون الکل نباید بنوشه. حالا هر جوری هست، از الکل طبی گرفته تا الکلی که تو مواد چه مسکرات هست. شد؟ حالا ما گفتیم have to این must دیگه. You must speak English in class. You have to speak English in class. شد؟ حالا اگه خواستیم منفیش بکنیم، منفی have to که don't have to با must not یکیه؟ نه، خیلی فرق میکنه معنیشون. در حالت مثبت این همه You have to speak English in class یا You must speak English in class، این همه. But in the negative You mustn't drink alcohol، شما نباید الکل بنوشید. حالا اگر یک کسی اومد اینجا اشتباه کرد گفتش که You don't have to drink alcohol، از منفی have to استفاده کرد، یعنی که شما نیازی نداره الکل بنوشید. منفی in a negative form of have to it means it is not necessary، ضرورتی نداره. در حالی که منفی must میشه mustn't، نهیه به همون شدت must، منتها در جهت مقابل. اونجا میگفتیم شما باید این کار انجام بدی. مثلا father tells his son، به پسرش میگه you mustn't go to a cinema until you finish your work، به سینما نباید بری تا وقتی که این تکلیف و این کار رو تموم بکنی. این نهیه. در حالی که یه نفر میگه you don't have to close the door، شما نیازی نداره در رو ببندید، معنیش اینه که علی closes the door، علی دارو میبنده به جای شما. یا اینکه الان هوا اینقدر سرد نیست که شما مجبور باشید در رو ببندید، ضرورتی نداره. این دوتا خیلی مهمه. و اگر بخوایم اجبار در گذشته رو نشون بدیم، must یه فرم که بیشتر نداره. چه میکنیم؟ از have to استفاده میکنیم. But we change it into past tense of have. We say had to. You had to write your homework last night. شب گذشته مجبور بودیم. I had to visit my friend last week. مجبور بودم دوستم رو هفته گذشته ملاقات کنم. به محض اینکه last week رو دیدید، باید متوجه بشید که دیگه must برای شما هیچ فایده ای نداره. چون ماست اشاره به حالا و از حالا به بعده، در حالی که هفتو میتونه اون هفش تبدیل به حد بشه و اشاره به دیروز و پریروز و 10 سال پیش داشته باشه. این نکات هم در مورد ماست و ماسنت و گذشته هفتو بود که شد هفتو. حالا سوالی کردنه How can you change a sentence with a modal into question form. I will come after the class. If you want to change it into question form, you say, will I, will he come after the class? He can speak French. Can he speak French? They must finish before 11 o'clock. Must they finish before 11 o'clock? He may go out. I may go out of the classroom. Question form.
May I go? May I go out of the classroom? May I ask a question? You change the place of the also in the questions with WH question words. They come before the subject. این ترتیب سوالی اینا در جملاتی که با ادوات پرسشی هم شروع میشه بازم حفظ میشه. Mary can speak English. ها؟ Can Mary speak English? آیا Mary میتونه انگلیسی صحبت بکنه؟ یا What can Mary, what language can Mary speak? یا Mary can see John. Mary can see John. Who can Mary see? بازم میبینید can قبل از Mary اومده. Who can Mary see? فقط یه مسئله هست که اینجا وقتی که از ادوات استفهام سوال میکنیم یادتون باید باشه اون حالت فاعل و مفعول که معنیش فرق میکنه. Mary can see John. Who can Mary see John? Who can see Mary? Who can see Mary? در این صورت جان هست که مری رو میبینه. اگر که بخواییم به اصطلاح جان اینا رو عوض نکنیم اون وقت اون کسی که مفعول فعل دیدنه در واقع تو جمله ما فاعل میشه که غلطه. مری کن سی جان. هو کن مری سی. چه کسی رو مری میتونه ببینه؟ جوابش میشه جان. اگر که مری رو بندازیم هو کن سی مری، مری بره اون تای جمله، در این صورت اون شخصی که مری رو میبینه داریم ازش سوال میکنیم، نه در مورد مری که کسی رو میبینه. خب Exercise 3. Change the statements into yes no questions. Another student will give a short answer. اینا رو به سوالات بله یا نه تبدیل کنید، یک شاگرد دیگه جواب میده. Mary can play the piano. Student A. Can Mary play the piano? Student B. Yes, she can. And negative, no, she can't. John will study tomorrow. Student C. Will John study tomorrow? Student D. Yes, he will. Or no, he won't. Number one.
Mary should answer the letter. Should Mary answer the letter? Yes. Yes, she should.
Should. Next one.
George can play the piano.
Piano.
Piano. Can George play the piano? Yes, he can.
Okay, next one. Which one? کدوم داره میخونی؟ Mr. Miller will explain the lesson to George. Will Mr. Miller explain the lesson to George? Yes, he will. No, he won't. Next one. Yes. Okay.
Who must be a doctor
Immediately.
Immediately,
the same as at once, right away, foran. Okay. Do the exercise number 4 yourself. این تمرین 4 خودتون انجام بدین. Now this part is important. What are they doing on the roof? The sentences connected with and to and so and either and but I can speak English. Ali can speak English. Them with this pattern and two. I can speak English and Ali can two and Ali can two. I am sick. Ali is sick. I am sick and Ali. I am sick and Ali is too. I am sick, I am ill, and Ali is too. مخصوصاً این مثال رو میزنم. اون یکی از مدال ها همون مدال اون طرف هم تکرار میشه. I may come late, and he may too. I must write my homework, and he must too. I shall write a letter, and he shall too. اما اینجا فعل to be فرق میکنه. I was able to go. I was able to go. They No.
I was able to go, he was able to go. I was able to go and he was too. I could answer the telephone and he could too. اون مدال میاریم. I do. اکران توجه کنید. Speaks Farsi. He speaks Farsi. He does. Okay. When they are negative. I speak Farsi and he does too. Okay. When they are negative, I can't speak Farsi. He can't. I can't speak Farsi. I can't speak Farsi. And he and he can't either. Yes, he can't neither. When he can't either. When they are negative, we use either. این همه همچنین رو میده. But it is used in negative. Yes. I can't. Speak. Farsi. And neither when one of your sentences is positive.
When the verb in one of the statements is positive, you use neither. I can't speak English and neither can he. این یه استثنای نسبت به ایدر. خود نات کنت آمده سر ایدر چسبیده، در نتیجه دوتا منفی نمیتونیم توی جمله داشته باشیم. میگیم I can't speak فارسی and neither can he، و او هم نمیتونه. هر دوشون در جملات منفی به کار میرن، منتها اگر یک طرف مثبت باشه یک طرف منفی باشه، در اون طرفی که مثبته از نیدر استفاده میکنیم. وقتی فعلمون مثبته، اینجا مثبته، اینجا از نیدر استفاده میکنیم که نات سر ایدر اومده. بله، معنیش منفیه، نمیتونیم هر دو نمیتونیم بکنیم. اگر هر دو منفی باشه از ایدر استفاده میکنه. There is another linking word. یک موصول دیگه هست به نام but. In this case the meanings of the two sentences should be different. For example I can speak Farsi Ali can speak Turkish I can speak Farsi but Ali can speak Turkish. یه وقت هست که فکری که در دو جمله بیان شده با هم فرق میکنه. I like tea but my brother likes coffee. من چای دوست دارم اما برادرم قهوه دوست دارم. Sometimes one person can do something the other person cannot do that thing. For example I can swim but my brother can't. I can speak English but my brother can't. My brother can speak French but I can't. I can come tomorrow night but my father can't. They can arrive on time. They can arrive on time. میتونن به موقع برسن but I can't. وقتی از بات استفاده میکنیم، نکته مهمی که باید به خاطرتون باشه این است که فکری که بیان میشه در دو قسمت با هم باید فرق داشته باشه. اگر فعل این طرف مثبته اون طرف باید منفی باشه. اگر که این طرف علاقه به یه چیزیه در اون قسمت علاقه به چیز دیگه ای باید باشه. یعنی یه تغایر و تباینی باید باشه، مباینتی باید باشه، مخالف هم دیگه باید، مغایر هم دیگه باید باشه. این قسمت رو یه خود سریع گفتیم، سعی کنید که تمریناش رو خودتون انجام بدین. الان چقدر دیگه وقت داریم؟ آها ببینید یه مسئله دیگه هست، خوب شد اشاره کردم. and so هم مثل and توه، با این تفاوت که تو آخر جمله میره، so وسط جمله. ببینید I can come Ali can come. اگر به اون ترتیب قبلی بود میگفتیم I can come and Ali can too. I can come and Ali can too. اون ترتیبی که گفتیم و شما یاد گرفتید. حالا میگیم که I can come and so can علی. سو وسط جمله میاد به عکس تو جمله در اون آخر فهمیشون یکیه هر دو معنی همچنینه بله بسیار اوکی Please do the exercises of this unit very carefully, especially the exercises about either and neither, and so and to. Do you have any questions? هر حال و هر صورتی بود سعی کردیم که این رو برسونیم این قسمت رو یه خود فشرده تر گفتیم برای اینکه اگر که میموند شما به نسبت اون کلاس عقب میافتادید حیبت هم مثل اینکه زیاد دارن دوستانتون دوستان شما مگه از تهران میان خب گفته بودن که ما دیر میان آه ولی اون مدارس ابتدایی بود قربان